Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. President Biden is expected to sign a sweeping tax, health, and climate bill when he returns from vacation this week. NPR's Windsor Johnston reports the legislation, which is a core piece of Biden's agenda, is being touted as a legislative win for Democrats ahead of the midterm elections.
President Biden and members of his cabinet are expected to crisscross the country in the coming weeks to highlight the specifics of the bill. After more than a year of deadlock negotiations, Democrats were able to reach a compromise on key provisions of the legislation, including the largest investment ever to fight climate change. With inflation at a record high, Democrats have touted the bill as a way to reduce everyday prices. The measure will help lower the cost of prescription drugs and federal health care premiums. It also caps out-of-pocket expenses at $2,000 per year. The bill passed both the House and Senate last week with no support from congressional Republicans. Windsor Johnston, NPR News, Washington.
Oil prices continue to fall from their recent highs. NPR's Scott Horsley reports the benchmark price for U.S. crude oil has fallen below $90 a barrel.
Sky-high oil prices in the spring produced a gusher of profits for energy companies. Saudi Aramco said over the weekend its second quarter earnings topped $48 billion, a 90% increase from a year ago. Oil prices have since dipped, however, partly on fears of a global economic slowdown. AAA says the average price of gasoline has dropped below $3.96 a gallon. As gas prices fall, shoppers have more to spend elsewhere. The Commerce Department set to report this week on how retail sales fared in July. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
A Maryland company is asking the Food and Drug Administration to authorize a new COVID-19 booster. Here's NPR's Rob Stein.
A company called Novavax wants the FDA to authorize its vaccine as an alternative booster for anyone age 18 or older who was previously vaccinated with any of the COVID-19 vaccines. The FDA authorized the Novavax shots as a primary vaccine in July in the hopes that it might entice some of the people who still haven't gotten vaccinated. The Novavax vaccine uses a more traditional technology than the Moderna and Pfizer-BioNTech mRNA vaccines. Federal officials have been urging more people to get boosters to protect them against the highly transmissible BA.5 Omicron subvariant, which has been driving a new surge of infections, even among people who have been previously vaccinated or infected. Rob Stein, NPR News.
Anne Heche was taken off life support last night. The actress was declared legally dead in California last Friday following severe injuries she sustained in a fiery car crash August 5th, but she was kept on life support as doctors worked to determine if she was an organ match. Reports state at least one match was found. This is NPR News. India is celebrating another birthday. Today marks 75 years since India became independent from Britain. NPR's Lauren Freyer has more from Mumbai.
Homes, cars, even rickshaws and tea stalls are all festooned with Indian flags. There was a military salute at Delhi's 17th century Red Fort and a speech by Prime Minister Narendra Modi.
Mother of democracy hai.
Celebrating the world's biggest democracy. But India has dropped in global democracy rankings. Under Modi, there have been attacks on the free press and on minorities. When the British left India 75 years ago, life expectancy here was around 37. Now it's double that. The Indian economy is one of the fastest growing, but gains are uneven, and Modi pledged to fight poverty. Lauren Freyer, NPR News, Mumbai.
A five-year local and federal investigation in Puerto Rico is netting at least seven arrests in connection to a $1.2 million extortion scheme. Suspects at three docks in San Juan are accused of strong-arming small shipping companies into paying anywhere from $10,000 to $20,000 a month if they did not want operational disruptions. U.S. Attorney Stephen Muldrow says the suspects include a union leader and several dock workers. Earlier this month, the FBI charged a former governor and others in a separate bribery scheme. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 168 points, nearly 0.5% at 33,930. It's NPR.